But we got Sunday school for the young folk and the big folk. I think we ain't got no in between yet, right, Pat? Somebody gonna rise up and say, I'll take the in between, folk. Yeah, I believe God is stirring our souls. I just thank him again for the season of Thanksgiving. We know that that day is not the only day that we give God thanks. We do know that, but we thank him for the season, because without him, there is no season. He is the reason for every season, you know, not holidays, but for the seasons that he allow us to be part of, you know. So I thank him once again for the gathering, calling in the families, how we can sit around and talk about the Lord and certain things, good things, and have a good time and fellowship with one another. You can discuss a whole lot more when you're eating, but some folk, when they're eating, they just quiet. It's time to eat. Time in the season for everything. Right now, time to eat, Brother Hal. And I thank the Lord. I ate too, boy. Somebody was asking me. I ate. I had me two big old plates. One of my sisters was saying, look, did you eat all that? I said, yeah, I ate it all. I sure did. I was hungry too. I thank the Lord for the word of God. I thank him for giving us everything that we need. Pastor's been talking about prayer, and last Sunday she preached on prayer, and the Lord had been dealing with me with prayer, and I was telling Pastor and the saints this morning Bible study, just like Sister Flippo was teaching on Friday. It seemed like every time when you say that you're going to do something for God, you got all this stuff that comes up and try to get in the midst of it. I mean, it just don't be, it be some things that need to be done. I mean, just things, when it just seems like when you voice it, when your words hit the atmosphere, and here come this, you know, this stuff that's going to try to stop you. And I ain't going to tell no story. Sometimes it veered me to the right, veered me off my course. Then I have to repent and say, Lord, you know, that's not right. You know, tell them, Pastor, I'm going to have to, not purposely, but you're going to be offending some folk nowadays. Because when you say, when you made a dedication and, you know, you done something, put something before God, because, look, when you want God to do something for you, you know, you expect for him to do what you ask him to do. And when you tell God, Lord, I'm going to do this, he expect for you to do it too. And that's why I be feeling so bad and down on myself, Pastor. Oh, Brother Al, you know, we all like that. I thank God for my pastor. I'm like, that ain't working no more. You know, God whooping my conscience out, because I'm supposed to keep what I say, but I let people and things, you know, get in the way. You know, we got this engagement, we got that engagement, he got to do this and they got to do that, and here goes Lord saying, what about me? You said, and we sure can go to the altar, say, Lord, you said, and he said, you say it. And but Lord, forgive us. You know, but God has given us everything that we need. And I believe the word and prayer are some keys to the kingdom to unlock a whole lot of things that we need to be unlocked in our lives. Because oftentimes, you know, people, they just get into a state and they like to stay in a certain place. You know, and it could happen to me, almost happened to me. You get so into a place where you just don't want to no more. You know, you just got that old, nah, 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 nah. That old spirit there, like, man, you can find yourself there for a while. If God don't, the word don't quicken you and get you out of that mess, you know, you just be still down there. You know, you're still locked up, so. I'm going to try to encourage you this morning and try to exalt you to move on and what God has given me to deliver unto you, because I believe it's necessary. It is necessary, because, you know, we often say that the word, when you, God give the preacher word, is for you first. And this thing, it happened to me. You know, I just didn't want to. You know, I didn't want nobody saying nothing to me. You know, I just, for some reason, wanted to stay in that old sobbing spirit until the spirit came to me and said, you can't stay down here. You know, I thank God for a spirit that would even tell you when you want to stay somewhere, you can't stay down here. You got to go on. You just can't do it. So he give me something that was, that unlocked what I was just bound and just locked up in, you know. And it was a tragedy, but, you know, through the tragedies, you know, in your life, you know, God is always there. I'm going to be reading out of Acts 16 so y'all can find it. But, you know, God told me that, you know, the things that he allow us to go through, all God told me, he said, you know, I'm just trying to give you a testimony. That's all. I'm just trying to take you through so you can get a testimony. Because if you ain't got no testimony, you can't tell nobody nothing about God. So I look back on my life and all the things that God had allowed me to go through, but not just stay there, but to go through the seeing, ending, and out of what I was going through. He just said, all I'm trying to do is give you a testimony. You know, we often say that, you know, Lord, I don't want nobody taking my testimony. Well, you got to have a test to get a testimony. So when you have these things come up on you, don't be saying, Lord, why me? You know, what? I mean, it's good to search yourself. You know, I do. Lord, what did I do to cause this, if I caused this? Well, it's just a test that you got to be made. You know, you got to get out there and tell somebody about Jesus. I mean, how can these people going to know what Jesus can do? They pray to God, but they don't pray in Jesus' name. They pray to all these other things, all these saints I done found out, and all kind of stuff that's going on that I didn't know. You know, I guess I'm just gullible. I just thought everybody prayed to God in Jesus' name. But Jesus said, look, you believe in God, believe also in me. So folk out there praying, but they're not acknowledging the Son. You know, so God said, I'm just trying to give you a testimony. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word on this morning. I thank you, Lord, once again for allowing me, Lord, to handle your word, to stand before your people, your sheep that are so dear to you. I pray, Father God, that you will use me on this morning, Lord, that I may, Father God, exalt your people, Lord, edify and build them up on this morning. In Jesus' name, Father, I pray. Amen. Acts chapter 16. Paul was just doing a lot of traveling, as we know. He had just come out of a place where he was talking to people about abstaining from meats and that was offered to idols, keeping away from the blood and things strangled, and from fornications. He said, if you do that, he said, you do well. You know, but on his journey over here in Acts 16, and it reads, then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewish, and believed, but his father was a Greek, which was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Him would Paul have to go forth with him, and took and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they knew all that his father was a Greek. He was a Gentile. And as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so the church is established in the faith, and increased in number daily. Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they are said to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. Here it is, Paul going to preach the gospel, which was commended of him and us. We're supposed to go out there and preach the gospel. But he wanted to go to a certain place, but the Bible says that the Spirit suffered him not. Now, most people get caught up in that if they're not walking in the Spirit. I want to go over here. It's a door open over there. I want to go, so I'm going to go and preach, and you mess things up. Here is Paul and Silas wanted to go to preach to Asia, but the Spirit told them no, which was a good thing to go to preach the gospel because God commissioned us. But the Spirit suffered them not. See, we got to be walking close with God. That's where prayer comes in, where you can know when God say go and do something, and then you feel comfortable and at peace with going where he say go and do, and not having to fight against, well, Lord, is this you? If you got to ask that question, I don't think it's him. Or it could be him. And if you're not for sure, I think it's best for you just be still. You know? So the Bible tells, look, don't quench the Spirit. Jesus said, my sheep will know my voice, and I know them. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. How we know? What are we saying by all this? These people had to walk closely with the Lord to know that the Lord is my shepherd. I have to walk closely with the Spirit to know not to quench the Spirit, know when God is telling me to do something. And you got to know who you're talking to. You know, so many times we get back and God would tell us something like I did. I think it was last year when I was asking you about what the Lord told me, Pastor. I'm trying to validate what God told me to do. Because I wasn't for sure. Lord, you know, matter of fact, it was about what we was talking about this morning, about in Bible, in Sunday school. Lord, now I believe God told me to give up. I'm just going to be plain cut and dry with y'all. To give up a house. Now, I'm trying to see. Now, Lord, is this you? Because you tell us that we're supposed to be blessed. You know, God, I think about Abraham and all of these folk that God just poured the blessing on. But I got the answer this morning. Thank God. Thank you, Pastor. I got the answer this morning. You know, but anyway, I did what God told me to do anyway. I gave that house up. Y'all heard that testimony, how God came and, you know, he wiped that debt away because this is what he told me he would do. But I'm trying to figure, I didn't move. I'm telling you, I didn't move for 3 or 4 months. Man, I kept that word because I wasn't for sure. Lord, you blessed me with this house. You gave me this house. You know, house paid for. I'm renting it and all of this old stuff. You gonna tell me to give it up? He said, give it up. And so I give it up and the word came to pass. But see, when you're walking closely with God, you will know who's talking to you. When you're walking closely with your daddy, you know your daddy's voice. I know my mama's voice. I can come here with the lights off. I can tell who's here just by their voice. I can hear Sister Flippo teaching. I can hear Pastor preaching. I know Dad's voice. I know Gwen. I know all y'all voice. But it's one voice that we need to know and not have no doubt and not have no questions about it. And that's the voice of God. And when we hear the voice of God, then we'll know that what we're doing is going to work out all right. That's why Paul and all of these disciples, they went because they walked with the voice of God. They knew the word, and they knew God was sending them where they were supposed to go. So they wanted to go to Asia, but the Spirit said, no, don't go to Asia. See, he got another plan for Paul now. And it says down in verse 8, and they passing by Asia came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go to Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel unto them. Now they wanted to go to Asia, but God saw this other person. This man wasn't praying to Paul. He was praying to God. Paul, I don't know if it don't say he was praying, but I can't believe you just having a vision and not with your mind on the Lord or praying. I believe Paul was seeking God on this because I want to go to Asia, Lord, but something inside of me tell me I can't go to Asia. So I'm got to seek him. Why can't I go to Asia? But then as this man praying, Paul began to meditate and pray possibly. They praying to one God, one spirit. God allowed Paul to see the man. They don't say that the man saw Paul. Paul saw this man because, look, I'm going to check this thing out while I can't go over and preach the gospel. Lord, I just want to go preach the gospel. I want to go down to my brother's house and talk to him. I want to go over to my sister's house and go and preach and have prayer with them. But the Spirit said, then you got, it's got to be no. So, okay, Lord, what's on your agenda? That's what we got there. What's on your agenda? That was my agenda. What you want to do now? And when these two began to pray, they met. Boom. He praying for God. God, we need your help. Paul praying, Lord, what shall I do? And Paul saw this vision of this man. Said, look, come over here. Not that Asia don't need no help, but we need you too. Maybe wasn't nobody in Asia praying. But here's a man was beseeching God for his little city. Lord, come over, send somebody help. You know, send somebody down here on Styre, Lord. Send somebody on Page, God. Is anybody out there, I wonder, is anybody out there praying? Lord, send some help down here in this inner city. Send some help out here in Winsville, Lord. We need some help. And I believe if we pray like that, God gonna send you some help. Somebody gonna want to go somewhere else and say, no, I feel compelled to go over here to this little church in Winsville. I feel compelled to go over on Styre. You know, you're going to feel compelled to go somewhere when you start seeking and praying, asking God what to do. So this man was just like Cornelius. I got a witness. Cornelius was fasting and praying, seeking God. Notice I'm saying God. He was seeking God. Peter had a, he went on top of the roof and began to pray. He had a what? Vision. He went into a trance and saw all of this other stuff. He's like, Lord, what are you talking about? I ain't never ate done this stuff. And God had to tell him. So once Cornelius began to pray that God, we need some help over in my house. My house need to be saved. They ain't know nothing about Jesus. What I'm trying to say is, look, how can these people hear anything about Jesus except the Lord send you out there and tell them about Jesus? A lot of people pray to God. Everybody say, I pray to God. But you don't never hear them saying, I pray to God in Jesus' name. You don't never hear that. So the Bible tells us, look, how can they hear without a preacher? The preacher got to be sent. They can't believe on Jesus if they ain't heard about him. So they got to hear about Jesus first so we can know that, look, it's got to be the way. It's got to be the way that these disciples were saying. It's got to be Jesus' way. Yeah, I've been praying to God, and God told me to go down here and send somebody down here to get Simon Peter, not the tanner, but get this guy. Get him. He going to come and tell you. So when they went to these places, all they did was preach the gospel. They preached the gospel of Jesus. Telling them what Jesus can do, what he wants to do, what happened to him, and these folk believe. And then they was saved. You know, a lot of folk are praying to God, but it's going to be a lot of good folk leave out of here because they're not acknowledging the Son. They're not going to acknowledge him. They just say, well, it's God. Yes, it is God. Jesus said, look, you believe in God, believe also in me. You know, I'm the one he sent. I'm sending the apostle. I'm sending pastor. I'm sending brother Flip. I'm sending somebody to you, but you got to believe what they telling you. But a lot of folk don't want to hear what you telling them. They want to revert back to the world, do things that we used to do, do what I know to do. This just don't sound good. This is too far-fetched. Well, what's the difference? I mean, I pray to God. What's the difference? Why I got to say Jesus? But that's the way God got this thing set up. If you don't acknowledge the Son, you ain't got nothing coming. Jesus said, if you don't profess me before man, I won't profess you before my Father. So here it is. He got these folk, they reaching out. and Paul wanted to go, but he couldn't go, but God had another plan for him. So it says here in verse 10, and after they have seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go to Macedonia as a surely gathering that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel unto them. Therefore, loosing from Troas, we came straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis, and from this to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia and a colony. And we were in the city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath day, we went out of the city by the riverside where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted there. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. Now here it is, Paul and them going through all of this. They traveling. They doing their thing. We say God ain't sending us nowhere. We say God ain't talking to us. We say God ain't telling us nothing. God send you to your job every day. How many different people do you get a chance to witness to? Like me, God send me out in the street. I get a chance to witness. I take the opportunity when the Spirit tell me to. Now, it says that Paul on the Sabbath went to the city. They went out of the city. Don't sound like nobody was in the church nowhere praying. He went where prayers want to be made, by the riverside. You know, you can go a lot of different places, like, you know, you meet at, like we had the Thanksgiving, and you got a group here and you got a group over there. You got these little sects, you know, and people talking about their thing. I'm kind of like Paul and them. I want to go over here where somebody talking about the Lord. They over there talking about the game. They over talking about what happened on the reality show. They talking about this. But I want to go where they praying. I want to go where they talking about the Lord. I want to sit in on that group. And then all of a sudden, you see somebody that's in your group at church look over at you like, why he over there? You need to be over here too. Let's get over here and get these folks saved. You know, it don't sound like they was at a church. It said they went by the river where prayer was wont to be made. And this woman, she opened up her heart and believed what Paul was saying. And it says, and when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, if ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this she did many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said unto the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out of at the same time. Now, I kind of struggled with this in the past. I read it, but I left and lost it. Lord, what's wrong with this? You know, here it is, a woman possessed telling these folk that here come the servants of God. You know, they bring unto us the way of salvation. Like, Lord, what's wrong with that? Y'all, I mean, what's wrong with that, y'all? You know, what I mean, hey, it's the truth, ain't it? It's the truth. Here come Paul inside, they bring the gospel. But this old possessed person, to my look, here come these men, they finna show us the way. And the Lord told him, say, look, that was the truth. But I don't need no devil speaking for me. I got these men, and furthermore, the Bible says that she followed them many days. So she knew, the devil knew where they was going every day they followed them, calling himself mocking the disciples, you know, getting under their skin. You know, the Bible tells us, says, look, where's in go to Isaiah 30. Oh, is that? Wait a minute. No. Leviticus 19. I'm just going to read it. God told us to regard them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards. So it ain't what this woman was saying is true, but she talking to the wrong one. She getting her information from the wrong one. Just as Saul went to the witch to raise up Samuel. All you gotta do is ask God. That's all we gotta do is ask God. We ain't got to seek no familiar spirits. I know a lot of things can be familiar to us. A lot of things. We can go back, like I said, we can go back to the world and pick up a whole lot of familiar things. But God wants us to familiarize ourselves with his spirit. He said, woe to the rebellious children, said the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me. And their cover a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. That's all they be doing. They're not taking a counsel of God. He said, look, they walk to go down to Egypt and have not asked of my mouth. He said, which say to the seers, see not and prophesy unto us not right things. Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceit. A lot of times folk don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear all that old craziness. You know, a lot of folk, they don't want the truth. They want somebody telling them lies to make them feel good. They want to go to these places where they palm readers, where you put your hand out there, where you tell them, look, I'm going to give you my hand. My hand going to tell you what to tell me. Look in the crystal ball. The crystal ball going to tell you what to tell me. That's crazy. That's crazy. He said, God said, you got to ask me. You got to inquire of the Lord. You got to ask me what you want. Don't be going to no wizard, to no fortune tellers. Don't be running around seeking everybody else, and you have not sought me. So Paul got grieved and vexed, and he cursed this thing out of this, and this devil left her. But the rulers, they got angry and said, when her masters, verse 19, and when her masters saw that the hope of their gain was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers and brought them into the magistrates, saying, these men being Jews do exceedingly trouble our city. So once the devil can't use you no more, he ain't got no more use for you. Once God set you free, he ain't got no more. He going to find somebody else he can make a fool of. And now these guys, they say they was her pimps or whatever. I hear all kind of stuff. But these guys that were using this woman, they caught Paul and Silas and they drew them into the marketplace. I said, Lord, why the marketplace? Now, the marketplace could be the mall. It can be any place where a whole lot of folk at, especially where these big-headed folk at, the Pharisees, the priests walking around. So they brought them before them and tried to, you know, make a mockery and say, look, these men, they do exceedingly trouble our city. Look, they done cast this devil out of this woman. We can't make no more money. We can't do nothing else. We can't shoot no more crafts. We can't do no more three-card molly. We can't do nothing. They cleaning up this city. What are we going to do with them? And they say they teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. Now, that's what the Romans was dealing with. All of this stuff. Paul was saying you stay from idols and strangle things and fornication. Now, we got some Romans in this day, too, that we got to get this place cleaned up, saints of God. We got Romans today that's living like they living. They may not be drinking no blood and all of this stuff, but folk don't want to come out of fornication. Folk don't want to stop going to those casinos. They don't want, they caught up into those familiar spirits. It's the same spirit or error, which is a familiar spirit that we're familiar doing things. They don't want to stop going to the racetracks. They don't believe that they have to stop going to the club. They don't believe nothing that was delivered to us. We still living like the world, playing like we the church, and the devil looking right through you and know that you ain't about nothing. We got to stop making up these things, and we got to be willing to go through some things that God wants us to go through so we can have a testimony. He said, look, they teaching us all this stuff that is unlawful for us to receive. Neither do we observe. We don't observe no Jesus. Who is Jesus? You got to remember that the Romans back then had a spirit for everything, had a God for everything. They had a God that they set a plate for at the dinner table. They had a God in the house. They had all of these different things, that they rituals that they would go through. And it was just crazy. Now they telling us we got to adhere to this gospel. The gospel is just good news. It's just Jesus. That's all they was telling them. Look, you ain't got to pray to this dining room spirit. You ain't got to pray to that tree spirit. You can pray to one spirit. You believe in God, pray to one spirit. But let it be in Jesus' name. Y'all ain't got to go through all of this stuff. All you got to do is just simply believe. This gospel that we preach, it heals the sick. This gospel that we preach, it can raise the dead. This gospel that we preach, it'll change your heart to make you don't want to do some things that you used to do. This gospel is just a simple gospel. It ain't nothing hard. But these are those that want people to prophesy deceit, say some smooth stuff to them, make them feel good. As long as I'm feeling good today, I ain't worried about tomorrow. Your today could be your tomorrow. It can be over with. So, and the multitude rose together against them, and the magistrates rent their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. They sang and they prayed. Some people say you ain't got to pray all out loud. The Bible said they prayed and they sang and the other prisoners heard them. I know everybody wasn't in the middle of that prison. I believe the prison was big, where they can hear them praying to their God, calling on Jesus, but they weren't doing it sorrowful, for they sang praises. I bet the inmates, those prisoners said, what's wrong with these guys? Are they crazy? They in the innermost center of the prison, and they talking about God, Lord, you good. Lord, we bless your holy name. Singing all of this. But the Bible said, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loose. This is what I'm talking about, saints of God. We got to get some praying and some singing where these yokes can not only break off of us, but break off of those that are around us. Break off my sister. Break off of my brother. Break off of my kids. Break off of my husband. Break off of my wife. The Bible said that there was a great earthquake. We need a shaking in our spirits. We need to praise God and pray and seek the Lord. And I ain't talking about with sadness, but with gladness. With gladness. We just testified this morning about the good things God done for us, so we would fall in divers places. Don't get sad. God is just trying to give you a testimony. He's trying to give you something to tell your neighbor that they will believe. Because I know Gwen. Gwen ain't going to tell me no lie. Now, brother so-and-so, I don't know. But I know Gwen. If Gwen said, we can rest assured on. We need to, look, your midnight hour could be in the morning. Your midnight hour could be in the evening. It can be in the midnight. Your midnight hour could be right now. It can be right now. All you got to do, God giving us some keys. He told Peter, he said, look, I've given you the keys. We got the keys. All we got to do is use them. Sometimes when you fast and pray, Lord, Pastor, that didn't work. Just flip over the fast and prayer, didn't work. Try this other key. How about you get some joy down in your soul? How about you start praying and singing some hymns, singing some songs and saying, Lord, I know you're going to do this thing. I know I can make it. I know I can stand. One night I was in my bedroom, and this is the night I was telling y'all about. I didn't want to hear nobody telling me nothing. I wanted to stay just sad. I was just sorrowful and sorrowful. But I went up to that bedroom, and I just laid there, and I just began to talk to the Lord. Before you know, I was praying, talking. Then I started to sing. Then I got up out of my bed and I started to lift my hands up in that bedroom. And I must have stayed there for an hour or so until I said, Lord, I'm going to stay here until you bless me. I'm going to be just like this. I'm not going to let go of this praise. I'm not going to let go of this worship. I'm not going to let go of this praying. I'm not going to let go until you bless me. And God came in, and I mean, that thing just came right out of me. I just like, I couldn't cry no more. I had a smile on my face. I went back downstairs and sat amongst the people. Don't tell me God won't do this thing for you. I'm a living testimony. I'm a living testimony. If you pray and sing, some chains will break off. Things, can't nothing hold you down. I don't care what it is. Drugs, alcohol, wine, stealing, deceit. I don't care what. If you pray, use them keys and be sincere, God will deliver you. God will break every chain. That's what the song say. I can hear the chains falling. I didn't hear them falling, but I sure felt them relief. I felt nothing wasn't holding me down no more. I felt like I can just lift up in that bedroom and just float around in that bedroom. I felt so light and free. Couldn't nobody else do that but the Lord. Couldn't nobody else do that but Jesus. I wouldn't call on nobody but Jesus. 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 So I don't care when your midnight hour it is. It can be right now. Whenever your midnight hour. Remember, you pray and sing some songs. Lift your head up. Get yourself out the muddy grubs. God don't want you staying down there. Though you may want to stay down there. You may want to go to Asia. But God said you can't stay and you can't go to Asia. You got to come up hither. You got to get on up here. Because you finna go back downstairs and you call yourself a Christian. You call yourself after me. I don't want them seeing you looking like that. You represent me. You my ambassador. You know, when they look at you, they gonna see me. Well, I don't want his God. I don't want to hear nothing Brother Al got to say looking like that. You go back upstairs and we are still over here and we gonna play these cards and be as we were. I want to be able to tell somebody about Jesus. I want to be able to deliver the good news of the gospel. We don't have to stay chained and bow down, saints of God. God has given us keys. He's given us examples. He's given you tests. He's given you trials. And out of your tests and trials, know that God is trying to make you strong so you can break some chains off somebody else. Saints of God, I've delivered my soul. I've been working on this young man for a long time. Me and my wife was down in the kitchen just talking about him. And I go upstairs, the phone rang, and lo and behold, it was him. I've been witnessing to him for years, being patient with him. And we began to talk. And I said, this boy got every attribute, every thing that a Christian should have. Everything. I mean, he said, man, I don't do what I used to do no more. He always helped. I mean, I look at life. He ain't got to tell me. I see it. Like, I said, Lord, this is what a Christian's supposed to be like. And so when he got through, I said, man, you know what? I said, boy, you act just like a Christian. He said, you know what? You know, my barber, he's going to school to be a pastor. He said the same thing. And I said, he said, well, I do this and I do that. You know, I don't do that no more, and I don't do that no more. I help him, I help them. He said, but I don't know if, you know, if I stake my claim in heaven or not. And I said, okay, Lord. And he said, I said, all you missing is one ingredient. Jesus. He said, man, I know it, man. He said, I ain't profess myself. The Bible says if you don't profess me before man, though you got all of them good attributes, man, that stuff good. But if you don't profess me before man, I can't profess you before my Father. I said, that is your stamp. That's your ticket to heaven. So if you profess Christ and continue in your ways, start seeking God, man. I said, man, you can rest assured you're going to be up there in one of the mansions. You can rest assured. That's your ticket. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Can't nobody go to the Father but by me. I'm the only way. So if you're looking for another way, it's the wrong way. You know, all of that stuff is good. If you leave here, Well, all them good marriages, it's just all about you. You ain't said nothing about Jesus. You ain't said nothing about our Christ. I said, those are your good marriages. And they good. I mean, man. I said, boy, good Lord. He said, well, you know what? He said, man, I won't be surprised. I got him. I won't be surprised if I don't call you soon and say I profess Christ. I said, I ain't going to be surprised either. Because I know God going to get a hold of him. I know God going to save him. I know God going to turn him around. And this young man is my nephew. This boy would do some things for me. I mean, I told my wife, I never knew the love that he had for me until now. I never knew that. My wife said, I did. Because when we was living on Page, he said, I didn't. Told my wife, I don't care for you. I don't like you. She's like, what? You took my uncle from me when you married him. He all I had. I said, good Lord. So he told me that. I said, what? He said, yeah, but Fred, I apologize, man. I apologize. That's my, I love my auntie, man. I love my auntie. But I had no idea. I had no idea. So I thank God to let me know that I got to have some patience. But I got to persevere in prayer. We got to pray, saints. We really got to pray. Look, God going to give you a vision if you pray. He going to send you something. If you really want to do something, you start praying. Because when I started praying, what that song? When the saints begin to pray for the Lord to have his way, that glory come down. Lord started showing me some stuff. I was afraid to speak. He said, no, you got to tell this because that person is in jeopardy. So you got to pray. And when you get in your prison, your foxhole or whatever, pray and sing. Sing your way out of there. Singing is a key too. Singing is a key. That's why they pray and then they sing. When Peter was locked up, the saints prayed without ceasing, the Bible says. And the doors came open. You don't need, look, God will come down and do marvelous things for us if we pray. We just don't pray enough. I think we pray. I don't think we really trying to get all the way in the door. Say, Lord, open the door all the way up. You know, I get a little glimpse. Say, oh, Lord, that's good. But I want the door to open all the way up. I want, like Moses said, Lord, show me your glory. You know, I got a little taste. And, man, I'm like, oh, now, Pastor, what can I put down? What can I do? You know, what else can I do? You know, I want to get the full effect. You know, 99 and a half just ain't doing for me, y'all. I'm telling you. It ain't doing it for me. I mean, my kids, they come out buying house. I'm on a whole nother trip right now. I am. I'm like, man, daddy help y'all. I hate to tell them no. But, man, I told Pastor, I'm going to have to start telling some folks no. This is the hour. This is the season. This is the time that we set aside to seek God because some folk over there in Macedonia, some people down somewhere saying, come over and help us. And we can't get the vision because we ain't meeting God in prayer. Them folk out there struggling. Help us. Help me. Ain't no help out here, Lord. Where are they? I've been waiting 38 years. Come on, help me. Is anybody praying down the Lord saying, who's seeking me? I ain't talking about for no house. I know you need a car. I know you need a job. I know you waiting for a husband. But who's seeking me? Who looking for me for real, looking for me? Look, I know what you need. Seek you first the kingdom and his righteousness. Husband, if you want one. Better check him on that too. Your wife, if you want one, you better check him on that too. Be asking for something that you really don't want. Your car, your job, all that stuff is going to come, but seek me. Seek me. I want to be found. I'm not hiding. Here I am. You know, we go over here. Here I am. Mother, here I am. Can't you see me? Here I am. Well, Lord, I ain't see you over there. Here I am, right here. He's right here. Saints, let us pray and let us sing ourselves out of this bondage. I don't care what got you held down right now. I don't care what it is. You can pray and sing. Those are keys. They my keys. I'm going to use them until he tell me to do something else. Until he tell me to do something else, I'm going to be like Paul. Well, Lord, I want to do this, but okay, what is your will? Let thine will be done. I want to do what you want me to do. May not be for fasting and praying right now. Maybe just joyful. Maybe just getting down before me and just, hey, listening. Saints of God, God bless you. I hope God bless you this morning. Anybody need prayer? We need to touch and agree for anything. Anybody locked down this morning? Anybody in the inner court this morning, in the inner prison? We'll pray you out. We got some prayer warriors, and we'll pray you out. Anybody waiting on anything? Anybody need anything? Something holding you down? Don't let it hold you down. Don't let it hold you down. Ain't nothing. What's that old song? What bridge is that? Can't nothing hold me down. I'm going to keep on walking. Keep on talking the King's our way. Can't nothing hold you down. Ain't nothing. Ain't no devil strong enough for God's word. Hey, look, when God speak, the devils tremble. But when God speak to us, we don't even tremble. We don't show no emotions. That's just past up there talking. That's Sister Flippo. That's not, see, that's just Gwen, see. I remember Gwen, I was sick as a dog next door. I'm done, y'all, but I was sick as a dog. Beating the drums. Because I'm trying to, Lord, I'm trying to do something. I'm tired of not doing nothing for Pastor. Gwen turned around. She was walking out. She said, I know it was the Spirit that stopped her. She stopped in her track and said, Brother Al, I love you. And I mean immediately. I mean immediately. How G said, virtue left. Immediately, I felt, whew, left me. I had to tell her, I said, look, God, thank you. I mean, I left her whole. Well, so I don't know what y'all come here for. I don't know why y'all come to gather in this place or whenever we gathering. We meeting the Lord wherever we gather. We meeting Jesus. I need something. I want it. I know it's in you. I know it's in you. Give it to me. Don't hold it back. Let it go. Anybody else need prayer? Look, I hope you all been blessed. I delivered my soul, as Pastor would say. That word blessed me so. Because I'm telling you, singing and praying, it does me wonder. I know y'all, I hear y'all say all the time, I get in my car and I turn my music and I just be singing. I be praying. I don't know how I got from point A to point B. And you can do that wherever you at. You know, when you don't feel like, you know, you're going through. Sing and praise that devil off of you. Let them chains fall off of you. Because they will. I believe they will.